welcome back to our third official community episode of the Date with Confidence podcast. This is the episode that is all about you. This is where you have written in asking for advice, asking me for tips, sharing your dating stories, and any other feedback that you want to about the podcast. So we've got a lot to get through today. Today, the questions that I am answering for you include: a guy I'm dating asked if he could film us having sex. Am I overreacting? I don't get many matches on dating apps and it's making me feel rejected. What can I do? It's been 5 days and he hasn't asked me out on a second date. Is he still interested? All my friends are married, so I have no one to talk to about dating. How can I stop feeling so lonely? And last but not least, the guy I'm seeing told me he's had sex with a man and I don't know how to feel about it. Should I end things with him? Welcome to the Date with Confidence podcast, a place to come for dating advice, support, and stories that'll either fill you with hope or relief that your dating experience wasn't as bad as it could have been. With practical episodes that'll provide you with easy to implement tips to help you feel confident AF on your next date, alongside lighthearted catch-ups where your host Rebecca, that's me by the way, shares her own experience dating after 4 years of the single life. You are guaranteed to end each episode feeling less alone in your dating struggles, empowered to never settle again, and confident that the best is yet to come. And if it all falls to shit, there's a special first season dedicated to breakups. You are welcome, my friend. Subscribe, review, and share with your single friends. But first, I have got some dating stories to share with you. And before I share those stories with you, I just want to remind you that on Monday, I'm running the free Level Up in Love 1 Day Micromind. That is a whole day dedicated to supporting you with your dating struggles, to answering your questions, to sharing my tips, tricks, and anything else you want to know from me within that day. Ask me anything, get some advice, sign up for free. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so dating stories. Now, as you know, I have got a contribute form on the Date with Confidence podcast website. It is at datewithconfidencepodcast.com/contribute, where you can share dating stories, you can share ics, you can share responses that you've received to one of your photos or your prompts on dating apps, just like this person did. I matched with a guy, exchanged a maximum of 2 messages each, and he felt like it was the right time to ask me, if you can orgasm one way for the rest of your life, what would that be? Instant block right there. You can also ask me your dating questions, share your feedback on the show, and give me any dating tips that you feel will be beneficial to our listeners. So this week we have got a couple of really funny stories, funny dating stories from my good friend Francis. So I already know these stories, and one of them we touched on slightly, which was Voucher Guy. So I spoke about him in a previous episode, and this is what has inspired Francis to share these stories with me. So first of all, the full tea on Voucher Guy. The guy took me to Nero and refused to pay for my bottle of water. This actually went a bit further. I mentioned during the coffee shop part of our date that I needed some new nail varnish, but I wouldn't be getting it there. This was at Lakeside. After our coffee, we had nothing set in stone, so we just wandered around Lakeside. Next thing I know, I'm in Boots and he's trying to pick out nail varnish for me. The neon type. Not even colours that are my taste. I literally said, oh no, I've left the dog at home for too long, and got out of there. I've obviously heard this story before. I think it's hilarious. I like the fact that she ran away from the date as quickly as possible. Because here's the thing. I don't believe that a man has to spend loads of money on you. I don't even believe he has to split the bill, or he has to pay for the bill. I know for a fact that if he didn't pay for the bill, he wouldn't be my husband, because my husband would never behave like that. But I don't necessarily think that every guy has to pay the bill. But I think the fact that he refused to pay for the bottle of water, and he's not even paying for the bottle of water. If you remember the story that I shared before, the guy actually had a voucher. This is why he's Voucher Guy. He had a voucher for the coffee, and because she wanted water, he was like, I'm not wasting my voucher on a bottle of water. Which is outrageous. And then, yeah, shopping for, like, trying to choose your nail varnish colours, ew. No, especially not, like, you can tell, like, I'm sorry, but neon colours are amazing. But I genuinely feel like you have to be a certain type of person to be able to pull off neon nail varnish. My other friend, Jade, I'm sure that she won't mind me using her name. Jade is absolutely, and Jade's one of the three of us, we're like a little threesome. Jade is absolutely the person out of the three of us that could pull off neon nail varnish. Myself and Francis, we are not the type of people that could pull off neon nail varnish. They are not our colours at all. So, and I'm sure that Francis won't be offended by that. But the fact that he was trying to shop for neon is hilarious. Then Francis goes on to say, next we'll talk about food coma. So on our second date, we went out for an all-you-can-eat pizza and ended up in a bar. Working on social media, we talked about socials and somehow ended up looking at each other's Facebook profile pictures because you always pick the photos that look as good as your profile picture. Anyway, he gets to one of mine and tells me I look transgender. I am not. And then he tried to kiss me. The conversation fizzled out until later on. We reconnected and arranged to meet up for drinks on the same day. She was going through a tough time. He said he needed to eat beforehand, so I started getting ready and waited for him to confirm. I didn't hear from him until 11 a.m. the following day, where he told me he fell into a food coma. Hence the nickname, Food Coma. So not only has he insulted her, but he has then also told her that he'd take her out that evening, eaten so much that he then fell asleep. Great. And then the last one, there was this guy who was refreshingly open and honest and arranged a date with me. I remember this guy and he was pretty attractive. And then he told me he had really high testosterone, so he wanted to date me because he was really into me, but he wanted to keep the weekends free for his friends with benefits. Oh no. An instant no. I think we had a conversation about that one at the time and we were just like, yeah, sack him off immediately. Like, oh, I want to date you because I really like you, but I want to fuck someone else at the weekends. It's a no from me. So that they cracked me up, and I really want to say thank you to Francis for taking the time to send those in to us, because we all love to hear a dodgy dating story, don't we? The stats tell me that you love my dodgy dating story, so I'm going to have to share another one with you very soon. Don't forget that you can contribute your dating stories as well. I'm sure we have all got so many out there between us. So they were hilarious. Thank you for that. I do love this segment of the dating stories because it makes me feel like, okay, maybe mine weren't as bad as they could have been. Okay, right. Let's get into your questions because we've got some pretty big questions here today. Question one. A guy I'm dating has asked if we can make a video together and I'm not sure what to do. Backstory. We've only been on a couple of dates so far, but I feel a really strong connection. I'm seeing him again at the weekend. We've been sexting beforehand and he's now asked me if he can film us this weekend. I don't feel comfortable doing that. Isn't it a bit icky? It just made me think, how many other people has he filmed himself having sex with? What if he posts me on porn sites? I told him no and explained that I don't feel comfortable, but now I'm doubting myself. Am I overthinking things? Should I just go along with it and have fun? Okay, let's unpack this a little bit. So the first thing that I wanted to say was, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Isn't it a bit icky? For a start, the fact that you've said you don't feel comfortable doing that, the response to should I just go along with it is absolutely not. Anytime you think to yourself, should I do this? It's an instant no anyway, because you're placing shoulds on yourself. Like, shoulds are not important. It's either a hell yes or it's a no. There's no shoulding about it. Should implies that you need to behave from a space of expectation, as in what society would expect you to do, or as in what he would expect you to do. In this case, let him film you having sex. The bit you've said about isn't it a bit icky, I personally don't believe so. I don't believe in shaming anyone for, and I'm not saying that you did this, but I don't believe in shaming anyone for doing, for something that they enjoy. Filming a sex act can be a really good thing to do between people. If you've got that connection, if the chemistry's there, it can enhance your sex life. It can be something that helps you to connect to each other a bit more. It can be a bit of a turn on. It can maybe be something that gets you in the mood. Personally, for me, I wouldn't film anything with anyone that I wasn't really into, because I would have to have a strong amount of trust between me and that person. And I feel like someone that I've only been on two dates with is not fitting that description of someone that I trust, because I don't know them enough. Regardless of how good the chemistry is, regardless of how much you think there is a connection, you can only know so much about someone from two dates. For me personally, two dates is not enough to feel myself having sex with them. Then what if he posts me on porn sites? Exactly. You don't know what he's going to do with that content. You don't know what he's going to do with that footage. And yes, it's illegal. Yes, you could potentially take him to court if he did decide to post you. But by that point, you're already out there to have been seen. And your self-esteem is already going to be knocked. You're likely going to feel incredibly embarrassed and shameful if content of that nature gets out there without your consent. It'd obviously be completely different if you were like, yeah, do you know what, post me online. I want other people to see me. That's great, you do you. But in this scenario, I feel like that wouldn't be the case. And then you have to think about the consequence of that. So you might be able to, like, there might be consequences for his actions in terms of like reporting him to the police, taking him to court, whatever. But by then the damage is already done. So I would say stick with your gut on this one. I don't think you're overthinking things. You've already said it's not something that you're comfortable with. You're not overthinking it at all. And if he makes you feel like you are overthinking it, or tells you you're being ridiculous, or tries to get his phone out when you're having sex, like, get yourself out there. You don't want someone like that. You don't need someone like that. You don't deserve someone like that. Your no is a full sentence. It's your boundary. It needs to be heard and respected. End of. And if a few months down the line, you decide that actually you would like to consensually film yourselves having sex, then my personal opinion and my personal boundaries are, whatever gets filmed on my phone. I would never let somebody else film me on their phone. Because I want the control of that. I want that content for me and to be in my hands, not anybody else's. Because then I have full control over it. And I know myself that I am not going to be sharing it with anyone else. I also know that there is nobody going to be going down my phone or anything like that. So that's just my advice for the future. So I hope that that was helpful. Stick to your guns. And if he tries to force you to, get out. No matter how good the chemistry is, no matter how good you feel like your connection is, he is not for you. Next question. I feel a bit embarrassed asking this. You should never feel embarrassed asking anything. There's no question that's too silly. I feel a bit embarrassed asking this, but I've heard from my friends that they always get a ton of matches on dating apps, but I don't get many at all. I joined a couple of apps last year, but I only get a few matches a week. I hated writing my profile and I don't really like any photos of me, but I still thought that I would get some matches. Is it because I'm being too picky? Am I just not attractive enough? I feel like I'm competing with so many women who are prettier than me and it's really getting me down. I feel so rejected and I'm trying not to let it bother me, but it's starting to knock my confidence. Oh, love, I feel the emotion in you writing this. I'm sorry to hear that that is how you are feeling at the moment. You definitely don't have anything to be embarrassed about. And I feel like this is far more common than you think it is. I've had conversations with many friends, with clients, with people in the community who also don't get many matches on different apps. There are some apps where they will get more matches than others and some where they will just get no matches. So don't feel like it is just you. Please don't feel rejected. I also don't think being too picky can come into it. If you know what you are looking for and you have made that really clear and you have got those standards in place, then it's not you being picky. It is you repelling people who are not going to fit the person that you desire. And that's a good thing. The am I not attractive enough? That right there is a bullshit belief. That is a limiting belief that has no place in your mind. You are enough. You are pretty enough. You are funny enough. You are attractive enough. You are enough, full stop. The end. And there will be a person out there who believes that too. So I would encourage you to do a couple of things. I would encourage you to work on that enoughness. So work on feeling confident in yourself. Work on believing that your dream relationship exists. I've got episodes of the podcast already that I can link to in the show notes for you. So you can go back and listen to those if you haven't listened to them. But I would work on feeling your absolute best. And I would also look at this belief that you're creating and this story that you're telling yourself. So the story you're telling yourself at the moment is, I'm not getting many matches on the apps, therefore I'm not attractive enough. That is just a story and that can be rewritten. You could even swap it. So you could even say, I'm attractive enough for the right person and I always attract the right people on dating apps. So anything where you can just flip that around and shift into a different, more empowering story, do that for yourself. And I would also suggest you looking at your dating profile specifically as a practical action for you to do. You said here that you hated writing your profile and you don't like many photos of yourself. What I would encourage you to do is focus on feeling more attractive, feeling more comfortable in your own skin, and practice taking photos of yourself. So practice taking some nice selfies. Personally, for me, I always feel better doing this when I've done my hair and makeup. So you could even have a little photo taking session with yourself, do your hair, do your makeup. And it doesn't need to be like full on glam. Like, you can just take some nice natural selfies, because for me, they've always worked better on dating apps. Natural photos tend to work much better than heavily made up ones. But take a few photos in a few different scenarios and get used to taking those photos of yourself. Get used to posing in ways that make you feel good. Start smiling in photos and put a few recent photos in your dating profile and just see if that makes a difference. You want to make sure that you are smiling, that you are looking at the camera, that you seem friendly and open, because that will encourage people to match with you. And I'd also consider the bio that you've written and the prompts that you've chosen to write, the prompts that you've chosen to answer. I understand that writing a bio for your dating profile can feel really uncomfortable, especially if you already feel like you don't have a lot of self-esteem or if your confidence is lacking. So this is something that we dive into in so much more depth in the mini course Attract on the Apps. So you could have a look at that mini course, and that actually breaks down exactly how to write a successful dating profile so that you can attract more matches, so that you can attract more green flags, so that you have a profile that stands out to people. And I've also shown you exactly what I put into my dating profiles within that course so that you can use that for inspiration. And another way that I can help you with your dating profile specifically, if you would like some feedback, if you would like a dating profile audit, then this is something we can do in the free Micromind Day that's happening on Monday, the Level Up in Love 1 Day Micromind. I'm more than happy, if you want feedback on your dating profile, for you to bring that along to that day-long session. You can share a screenshot of your dating profile. You can ask for some prompts to help you with the dating profile, anything to support you. Likewise, if you're listening to this after the Monday and that's not happened, when you join Level Up in Love or the Loved Up membership, I'm more than happy to audit your dating profile or even co-create your dating profile with you. If you would like me to actually help you write it, that is something we can do in those containers, so either level up in love or loved up, so that you feel confident with the dating profile that you're putting out there. And this is the biggest thing. The more confident you feel in your dating profile, the more people you will attract to you naturally, because that confidence will be reflected in the profile. You'll stand out from people who perhaps aren't as confident, or perhaps don't put as much information in their bio. So don't feel rejected. Don't feel embarrassed that you are not getting as many matches as you thought. That's completely normal, and I think it is a lot of people's experiences. It can be a good thing. It can just mean that you are repelling all the dickheads that other people have to deal with. So maybe see that as a positive. But the biggest thing I would encourage you to do is work on your own self-confidence, work on your enoughness, and then make some tweaks to your dating profile to the point where you feel more confident with it. And as I said, I'm more than happy to help you with that, either on Monday or in one of those paid containers. So I'll leave information for those in the show notes. How soon should someone ask you out on a second date? I went on a really great date with a guy last week, but it's been 5 days and he still hasn't asked me out for a second date. We've carried on messaging back and forth, but there's been no mention of when we'll see each other again. I'd like to see him again, but I don't know if he wants to see me. Is he still interested in me? Shouldn't he have asked me out again by now? As I said before about the whole shouldn't rules, like, that implies that there is a rule and that there is a standard expectation. So get rid of the shoulds and shouldn'ts. I think this really depends. And I've had scenarios where, actually, this is interesting. I'll tell you a story about a friend that I know. She went on this amazing first date with this guy. They had a really good time, really connected, got on like a house on fire. It felt great. He kissed her at the end of the day. He asked her about a second date. I'm sure he even like planned the second date whilst they were on the first date. And then that second date didn't go ahead because he was too busy. And then she never heard from him again. Likewise, when I was dating the Am I Delusional guy, we planned our fifth date. And then 2 days later, he changed his mind. We planned our fifth date on the fourth date. And then 2 days later, he changed his mind. Whereas the guy that I've been dating since January, like, I don't even think he asked me out on a second date. Like, genuinely don't think he actually asked me out on a second date. We had our first date, stayed at his overnight. Then we carried on talking. And then it got to the Thursday. And I said something about, I think I made a joke about, like, oh, I didn't know that you did want to see me again because you haven't asked me out. And he was like, well, I just assumed that you were coming over at the weekend. He was like, I just assumed that you were coming to, like, you were going to come and stay again at the weekend. Because we'd had, like, a pretty intimate first date and we'd had that, like, weekend together. He just assumed that that would be what happened from now on, I guess. And the same things happened with, I've got another friend who had a really good first date with a guy and he was really keen and continued messaging her. But it was a couple of weeks before he actually asked her out on a second date again. And I think it was her who actually was just like, so when are we going to see each other again? So yes, it is nice when we get asked out on the second date straight away. Yes, it is good when we have that confirmation that they want to see us again. But I would, for me personally, I don't believe in playing games or this whole if he wants to see me he has to message kind of thing. I have been like that sometimes, and there are times where I'm just like, do you know what, I've tried to put the work in, I've tried to suggest dates, he's not been available, so fuck it, if he wants to see me he's gonna have to ask. But I don't think there's any shame in saying to him, so when are we gonna see each other again, or did you want to see me again? You can make it lighthearted, you can make a joke of it, or you can just ask for that clarity. Direct communication is something that men appreciate. So I talked about good communication in the last episode, how to be more attractive to men, but it's something that they appreciate because they also don't always think of these things. If they've got busy jobs as well, or they're out doing stuff, they might not necessarily think, oh, I need to book a second date in, or they might not feel like they need to get it in as early as you would like it to happen, if that makes sense. So just ask him, just see what he says. And if it's something that's really bothering you and annoying you, then maybe just don't see him anymore. It's only a first date, so if it's really something that's like a big issue for you, then perhaps just don't see him. It's okay to walk away in the early stages. Right, next one. I feel so lonely when it comes to dating. All of my friends are in long-term relationships or married by now. I'm mid-30s, by the way. So I don't feel like I have anyone to talk to about my dating life. When I bring it up when we're together, I feel like they're just not that bothered and have other things to talk about, like their kids, where them and their partner went on holiday, or renovations they're doing to the house. How can I enjoy dating more and stop feeling so lonely? I'd love to be able to chat about this stuff with someone else. Your podcast makes me feel so much better, but I'd love to chat with people in person. Oh, I'm glad the pod's helping. I'm glad that the podcast is making you feel less alone, because that was one of the big things that I wanted to achieve of it. So that's nice to hear. Thank you. But I am sorry that you are feeling lonely when it comes to dating. I get it. Although I also have friends that are dating at the same time. So that is slightly different for me. When I first started dating 2 years ago, though, I think I was the only one in my friend group, in my like closest friend group, who was like actively dating. So I get that it can be something that's difficult to kind of discuss. Like, there are so many things where you're like, oh, this happened, I want to talk about it, and then if they're married, then they just don't get it. Like, they don't have that same excitement as your single besties do they? So I would say there are a few things that you can do. There are Facebook groups that you can join, full of other people that are dating, that can make you feel less alone. I'd be careful which ones you choose to join, because I have seen a lot of toxicity in some of them and a lot of negativity towards men, which I genuinely, I've spoke about this before, which I feel is having a massive impact on women's ability to actually meet the one when they go into dates with this headspace of, he's just gonna fuck me around. I talked about that in the Guaranteed Way to Be Single Forever episode. But you could look at joining some Facebook groups just so that you have got that dating chat in there. You could look at going to some singles events. Yes, you can obviously meet men, but also you might meet some girlfriends who are happy to chat with you about these things, or who you kind of connect with, who you can talk about your dating life together with. And then there's also Level Up in Love, which is my 3-month coaching container, where you can come along and talk about your dating life there. Like, you can get feedback. It's very much group chat with your bestie vibe. So that's the place to go when you're going through anything dating wise, when you are struggling, when you have got a story to tell, when you're prepping for your first date. Like, that was the whole point of that container, was to help you date with confidence and to help you feel less alone in your struggles. So you're welcome to join that. Loved Up, you could also join just in terms of getting feedback and advice, but it's not got the community vibe that Level Up in Love has, so that might not be the thing. But yeah, maybe try and join a couple of Facebook groups, join a couple of networks. There's also networking events in London that are like women-friendly networking events that aren't just for professionals, they're not just for business people. I think you can try the website Meetup, meetup.com, where you can maybe just make some friends who are also single. And I know it's difficult, but putting yourself out there like that is just the same as putting yourself out there when you're dating. So as soon as you do that and you start to build connections with people, you'll feel less alone. So yeah, I hope that was helpful, and I hope that that will make you feel less lonely. Okay, last question. This is a big one. He slept with a man before and I don't know how to feel about it. I've been dating a guy I met online for a few months now. We get on really well. He's a gentleman. The chemistry is great. We have really great conversation, and on paper, he seems amazing. But on one of our recent dates, I found out that when he was younger, he had sex with a man. It made me feel a bit sick, and I could feel myself pulling away from him. I don't know what to do, because I really like him and feel like we really gel so well together, but this information has shocked me. I don't want to lose someone who could be the one, but I don't know how to get past this. Should I just end things with him if I'm seeing him through different eyes? This is not the first time I've heard this question. This is not the first time that I have seen this reaction. The first thing I want to say to you is, ask yourself why this is an issue for you. I want you to understand where this comes from and what it is that you're struggling to get past. So what is the thing that is making you feel sick about the fact that he slept with a man? Why is it making you feel that way? this often comes from society's belief that we've had growing up, or the things that we've had drilled into us about homosexuality, like homophobic comments we've heard, how we've been conditioned to believe that straight is the right way to be in a relationship. And I think it's important that when you feel strongly about something, especially in this scenario, that you challenge those thoughts. Challenge the thoughts and understand them. Whose voice is telling you that this is something to feel sick about? Where is this reaction coming from? Why is it such a big deal that he's had sex with someone of the same gender? Why is that an issue? Understand for yourself. And I can't give you the answer for that because I have my own thoughts and opinions on it. For me personally, it wouldn't be an issue. It's not a problem to me that somebody has had sex with someone of the same gender. Like, that wouldn't be an issue to me. So I can't answer these questions for you. But I would understand what why you feel that way. And then I would go back to this feeling, or go back to this, what you said before, you don't want to lose someone who could be the one, but you don't know how to get past it. Would you be willing to sacrifice a relationship that could be incredible because of this thing that happened in their past? And that could also be, that could apply for anything. That could apply to so many different scenarios, not just this case. That could apply to if you found out that he cheated on someone in the past, if you found out that he'd got someone else pregnant in the past, if you found out that he was an alcoholic, if you found out that he, I don't know, had been in prison. Like, any, that this could apply, this question could apply to any scenario. Would you be willing to sacrifice what could be an incredible relationship because of this information from his past? If you know that you don't want to give up what could be an incredible relationship and it is making you feel comfortable, once you've understood why it's making you feel uncomfortable, then what I would do is look at ways to let the feelings around the initial revelation go. So how could I let go of those initial feelings? And that for me would very much look like rewriting the narrative, rewriting the story. So instead of telling myself that him sleeping with another man makes me feel sick, I'd perhaps say I choose to be accepting of his past and I won't allow it to impact our future. And I'm not saying that this is something easy. I'm not saying that it is as easy as going, oh, do you know what? I'm just not going to let that bother me anymore. Because the reason that you've had that reaction is because there's something built within you. And I'm not saying this in a shameful way. I'm not saying that you should feel ashamed by this or that you should feel a certain way about this. But there's a reason that you're having that reaction. If you want to get past it, then it is making that decision to look past it. Making that decision to not see it as a big deal. Making that decision to not overanalyze it or fixate on it or go round and round or allow it to go round and round in your mind. At the same time, if this is really something that you cannot get past and you cannot get out of your mind and you really do not like about him, then I would walk away because I don't think it's fair on him for you to continue dating him if you have these strong feelings about his past and you feel a certain way about him. Because who's to say that in 6 months' time or a few years' time, when you're deep in a relationship and you're in an argument or you've buried that feeling of disgust or whatever it is, who's to say you don't bring that up and it negatively impacts him? So in that respect, I think the kindest thing to do is walk away. And look, here's the thing, we're all different. There will be some people who are not open to that, who are not comfortable knowing that their partner has slept with someone of the same sex before. There are some people that will just never be okay with that. And that's not something to be ashamed of. Like, that's okay if that is how you feel. And at the same time, there will be people who couldn't give a fuck who they've slept with. And that is also okay. The two can coexist. You just have to decide what is more important to you and what your preference is going to be. So I hope that that was also helpful, especially if you've also been in a similar situation. I hope you've enjoyed these questions. These questions are getting juicier and juicier every community episode, and I freaking love them. I am here for it. So if you haven't asked me a question yet, if you haven't contributed to the Date with Confidence podcast, please do, because we've got another community episode next month. You can go to datewithconfidencepodcast.com/contribute. It's a really easy form for you to fill out. You can do so anonymously, so you don't have to share your name if you don't want to. But come along, ask me your questions. I will give you honest feedback. And these are the sort of things, these are the sort of questions that we dive so much deeper into in the Loved Up membership and in Level Up in Love. So obviously I've answered them in pretty like in depth, like in a good amount of depth within this episode. But just imagine how much deeper we can go when you are in one of those containers. Don't forget to come along to the free coaching day that is happening on Monday. Please do get yourself signed up, and it doesn't matter where your time zone is, because I'm gonna open the chat on Sunday evening UK time, so I will hit all time zones, and then it will be closed off on Tuesday morning. So wherever you are, you can partake in this free 1 day micro mind. Bring along your questions. Bring along your dating profiles if you want it audited. Anything that you need help with when it comes to dating and love and relationships, I am there for you. I will be there for you for the whole day. And I'm going to stop waffling now. So thanks so much for listening. Oh, and if you get a second, I would really, really appreciate it if you could just rate and review the podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. It would mean the world to me, as I'd love to see some more ratings for the pod. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Date with Confidence podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Subscribe, rate and review, and share it with your single friend.